Hello and welcome to Holistic Horseworks Talks. My name's Lillian Shoup. I'm here with April Love, the founder of Holistic Horseworks, and we have some questions from horse owners about natural horse care. I know many light-colored horses, especially those with a lot of white on their face, are prone to getting sunburned, some particularly on their noses and a little bit around the eyes. Well, how do you prevent this from happening?
So any of the horses with the pink skin are going to be highly susceptible also to skin cancers. So it's not just about protecting it for that one summer. If they have pink skin in the fetlock area, they're also prone to the scratches. But for the face, the best thing that I've seen is the Equivisor. They make the most amazing face masks and they're about the same price. They have ones for ears. They have ones for a Velcro piece that you can put on to cover the nose. I got them because I had a black and white Pinto with a pink nose and a white Arabian with a pink nose. So I could have that Velcro piece on, but if they stepped on it or anything, it would just come off. And I could also trim it because one of my Arabians had a short little nose and I didn't want the nose guard in the water and the feed and everything. So I could put it on them and trim it. And they sew darts around the eyes so that the horses, when they're rubbing their face, it doesn't push into their eyes. When you see all those fly masks that you just get at the feed store and you put it on a horse and within a month they have little holes over the eyes, it's because people aren't trimming those very long brow lashes that come down when they put the fly mask on. And then the fly mask bends that around and jabs them in the eye all day or is tickling their eyelashes. So if you notice that when you take off the fly mask, those long lashes are bending down into their eyes. You can take a pair of scissors and just trim them short if they're going to have fly masks on every day. So if you're going to ride your horse, you can put a little bit of, I use the Balmex or the Desitin in the jar with the screw off lid because it was meant for baby bottoms and it doesn't have a lot of chemicals in it, but it's a zinc cream. So the zinc cream is really nice to just put a little light layer on it, not so that the horse is nuzzling you and your horse and all your clothes now have white marks on them. But just a little bit if you're out riding for the protection. Anything on the eyes is going to sweat and go down into the eyes. And the worst thing I've ever seen people do for flies around the eyes is put that pink swat around the eyes because that's just a poisonous chemical. And then the horses just have nonstop eye issues. I was working on a horse yesterday that's had cancer cut off twice off the really white pink around the white part of his face. He's a Pinto. And so I told her about the Equivisor and she's like, I love it. It's just, they can still see in the dark, you know, when he comes in and I can take it off and the other gelding can't pull it off over his head. So the best thing is preventing and not having to treat. If you start to get the cancerous cells on there, then you can use black salve if it's on the muzzle or liquid zeolites. But the main thing is keeping the sun off of it. And if they're just out in pasture for a month, I don't know about leaving that fly mask on for a whole month, but you're just going to have to play around with, you know, your situation and what works for you. Can someone put it on in the morning and take it off at night? I've had cases where I've had to leave it on for 2 or 3 days. I prefer not to, but at least those kind of fly masks are just amazing for that. For pink skinned ears, you can get them with ears. You can get just the fly mask or the Velcro part that goes down over the nose as well. So that's the best thing I've seen for protecting that area.
What if the horse will absolutely not leave the fly mask on and he does get sunburned? Then what can you do to treat it?
They can't take the Equivisor off. It's made with buckle clips. I had to buy that because I had two geldings together that played gelding games. And the younger one always took the normal fly mask off. So I had to have 7 fly masks because they were out on 2 acres. And once a week, I would go and pick up 6 more fly masks and I have to wash them off and start all over again. The equivisor is made to not be able to come off unless they got caught in emergency situation and breakaway. So the company had designed it for like eye surgeries, eye injuries, and then also moved into fly masks. So it's the best fly mask I've ever seen.
Thank you, April. That's about all the time we have for today. For other podcasts, please visit holistichorseworks.com. Thanks for listening.